Are you trying to get healthier but have no idea where to start? Connect with a registered dietitian through Nourish and learn how to fuel your body in a way that actually works for you. Because eating better doesn't mean eating less. Take appointments with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime for extra support. And since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Ready to take control of your health? Get started at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. So we've been talking everything Seattle. It is Seattle Rock Day. Miles, you know what's funny? I had never heard of Herfers.
Me neither, man.
Right. Really.
The but place that took Herfies, what, Dick's out of Herfies. Business?
Herfies.
Yeah. In Bellevue, yeah.
Yeah, I guess there's a couple of them left. Used to be massive. There used to be the Sea Galley. Mike, do you remember that one?
No.
We got crab legs. Ooh. That's what they said.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. So some of those have gone to the side, but there is a lot of chain restaurants that are actually born here. Now, some of them you will know as just kind of locally, but some of these were bigger back in the day. Miles already brought up the elephant in the room, which is Red Robin. All right? Red Robin's headquarters is now in Colorado, but the restaurant began in 1942 with Sam's Red Robin Tavern, opened over by the University Bridge. I've been there when it was open. Did anybody else? Miles, did you ever go in there?
Many times.
Yeah.
Took my kids there all the time.
I did not go into that one, no.
It was the original Red Robin. It was also crazy because before this family, Sam's family bought it, it was a biker bar. They sold weed. So it used to be the one of the original signs, and the Red Robin's holding a spliff, and his eyes are bloodshot.
Yes.
I do remember seeing the image.
Yes. That place was a godsend based on the fact that, believe it or not, in downtown Seattle, very few family-friendly, affordable places with beer and liquor.
Mm-hmm. And it's right there on the cut.
Yeah, you're
it had a fireplace.
Looking over the water.
It was awesome.
You felt like the building was going to fall into the ship canal.
Correct. Also, I will say this. So the original family that owned it, they have long sold it. I want to say they ended up opening up, Salty's and some other restaurants and stuff. But if you want Red Robin, first of all, as the kids would say, I stand for both. Red Robin's great, but also hit up Sam's on Capitol Hill or over in South Lake Union. That's the original family. So technically those burgers should taste like they did back in the 40s.
Okay.
But now Red Robin can be found in 44 states, 31 locations in Washington, British Columbia. And look, the bottomless steak fries, like they do everything. They got 30 bottomless items now.
30?
Yeah, just not the waitress.
It's just called bottomless, yeah.
I should say I'm bottomless, I'm white.
Oh, we wear belts, we're all bottomless. All right, Ivers.
Oh, yeah!
So you forget Ivers started here. It started with kind of the fast service stuff. Ivar Hoglund was basically, they say, a TV star back in the day with his crazy commercials about keeping clam.
Keep clam.
The first seafood bar is the one down there by the aquarium on Pier 54. Then you had Ivar's Acres of Clams down there. You have the Salmon House, which is great. Mukilteo Landing. There's 18 Ivar's seafood bars in total.
Damn.
And I will say, and they're in the stadiums and stuff too. Look, you can walk up to the Ivers, go to an Ivers and get stuff, but I know Miles will test. He's been to the Salmon House. I love the Acres of Clams down there on the waterfront. Just as a local, you forget to go down there.
Yeah, you
but
do.
They are super nice, like good restaurants.
You're right, man. I haven't been there in a minute.
Yeah.
Probably because my mother moved away, so, either Salty's or Ivers as it was every Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah. I think last time, yeah, you're right. I don't think I've been to Salty's outside of having my mom in town or taking a girl.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's the last time I went was Mother's Day, but it was pretty much like seven Mother's Days in a row that we went.
You know what? I'm going to take myself.
We should. We should
on Mother's Day. Just for one.
Why not? I'm celebrating my mom.
Maybe I'll just FaceTime my mom.
There you go. Go down.
From the bar. I'm having a drink for you, Mom.
Dick's Drive-In. Obviously, we've been talking a lot about Dick's Drive-In today. Dick's Burgers, whatever you want to call it. The first one we said opened in Wallingford in 1954. That is a Seattle staple. Hand-cut fries, real ice cream shakes. They haven't really changed much about the menu. Also, I know a ton of people. I've had neighbors that worked at Dick's. It is a great business to work for. They really help out like high school into college age people.
Okay.
Get like matching some of the program to get them into colleges and everything.
Oh, nice.
They got a 401k.
Yeah.
Damn.
And listen, we can have the arguments all the time. It's a little different than an In-N-Out. To me, the fries take Dick's Drive-In over top, but there's just something about a Dick's burger.
Yeah, they're good. Oh, yeah. There's a reason they're still here.
Yeah.
Sorry, about to sneeze.
All right. Skipper's. Skipper's Fish and Chips Chowder House opened at Bellevue in 1969.
69.
69. I lie. 69. Freudian slip, Ted.
Yeah, my brain was already saying nice before I said 1969. Yes. Jesus, grow up, Ted.
Nice.
So Skipper's, for a while, became the fourth largest seafood chain in the U.S., but remains, you know, as they say, anchored in the Northwest. Over the years, they've lost a ton of locations, right? It's not spread out over the country anymore. You can still find them. I'm not positive. Skipper's also has their own tartar sauce, cocktail sauce, clam chowder in many stores. I'm not positive I've actually stepped foot in a Skipper's.
I used to go to Skipper's when I was a kid all the time. We would go to Skipper's all the time. I didn't realize that they actually had started here, though.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But
yeah,
that a lot of them have kind of turned into Long John Silvers, but I know that there's one still down in Puyallup. Like, there's still a couple of them all over the place around here, but I loved it.
Silverdale, Puyallup, and Kennewick.
All right.
So those are
Puyallup
the three
has left. Everything.
Yes.
Yeah, if you want fast food or fast casual,
they seem to have everything.
They do. They do. Anthony's Restaurants.
Ooh.
I love Anthony's.
Yeah, Anthony's is solid.
Right? They got a bunch of them. They're always on the waterfront, whether it's on this side of the water or the other side. Anthony's is great. Anthony's actually began in 1973 as a steak and lobster restaurant in Bellevue.
Huh.
right? Then he opened the first Anthony's Home Port in Kirkland in 1976. So basically, that's what starts, like I was just saying, that you always have a waterfront view at an Anthony's.
Don't they also own Chinooks, like down in Magnolia, Ballardish area? It's down there at the terminal? Or the Fisherman's Terminal?
I'm not positive.
Okay.
I think so, because Chinooks is great, and the signage is very similar.
Yeah, I believe they do.
Okay.
Yeah. That's another spot, man. If you know, when my mom's in town, we go to Chinook's. And
I've been there once.
I love that place.
Oh, great food. Great food. What's he going to say? But yeah, today the company operates 31 of the restaurants. There's one down in Bend. There's one in Boise. So, I mean, you got a bunch, bunch of stuff going there. Obviously, it's a Seattle-based list of Seattle chain restaurants. Duke Seafood makes the list as well.
Okay.
Duke stepped away from his partnership with Ray's Boathouse.
Oh,
huh. 1976 to create Duke's first restaurant in Queen Anne. So he worked there forever. They all have a different look but share the same logo, menu, Seattle, Bellevue, Tukwila, Tacoma. Man, down in the Tukwila.
Knee deep in some Tukwila.
Chris Cornell told us he used to work down at Ray's when he was in high school.
Yeah.
Correct. A place I know Mr. Montgomery enjoys, I do too, is Sean O'Donnell's.
Oh.
So in 87, Sean O'Donnell purchased the restaurant Everett, and we renamed it the 41st Street Bar and Grill. He doesn't talk about it now, but he was a magician, and at the time, the restaurants were magic-themed.
Really?
96, he changes it over and goes, I'm going to use my Irish heritage. Now relocated to South Everett in 2006. Now you got Pioneer Square, Fremont, Mount Vernon, Spokane, and Butte, Montana.
I'll be there. Oh, yeah. My buddy Johnny went out there to work. Johnny.
Oh,
Johnny opened the one in Montana, yeah.
Nice. Mighty O Donuts started here. Mm-hmm. We talked about Top Pot Donuts started here. Obviously, the two biggest ones I think people would know nowadays is A, Starbucks started here.
Yeah.
I will say this. If you're a local and you're ever downtown on a Sunday morning, before the crowds get there, go down there early. You could just, I used to just walk into the original Starbucks and just get a coffee.
Yeah.
And then the other one that's kind of crazy, Mod Pizza.
Huh. It started here.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. In Union Square in 08. So relative. Right. So like, I'm with you. I didn't realize till I read this list this morning that I've been to the original Mod Pizza like 10 times.
I think they have a sign up or something. You know?
Damn.
I guess maybe, but yeah, that's kind of wild. So man, good on them.
Head Chef, we appreciate it. Thanks. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.